Greetings. I am home for a while in Bellingham. We were blessed at A-Life to have our dear friend Andrew Shearman and his wife Mo with us. I've known Andrew and Mo for 34 years. Andrew's message in life is one of being born to be loved by God. Andrew challenged us with a word on Jabez. We cannot let the pain in our lives deter us from being a blessing to our world. It was a blessed weekend here in Bellingham. Our relationship with God is not merely about knowing what to do in life. If the main point of knowing God is knowing what to do in life, our goal is human pride and independence. Knowing what to do is not the most important thing in life. Knowing God as a being and knowing His love is. Our connection to God is about knowing Him. Knowing God will give us a wisdom for life. Knowing God will give us a knowledge of Him, and it is a knowledge of God that gives us true understanding. These things are discovered in His presence, and His presence grants us an awe of knowing His greatness. An awe of God is the fruit of being loved by Him that gives us a revelation of His love in our hearts and minds. Proverbs 9:10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. The fear of the Lord is not the fear of circumstances. It's not a fear of being in trouble with Him. The fear of the Lord is an experience that comes by being captured by His love. It is through an experience with God in our lives that we walk in the benefits of knowing Him. We discover the wisdom of God through an awe of God in our lives. Wisdom and knowledge will give us understanding. Understanding is a path to our feet, but it is all dependent upon finding God in our minds. Whatever is in the center of our world will determine what our world becomes. Man does not have the answers for the hope and life that humanity needs. These things come by the inspiration of God in our lives. The answers that we need are not the goal. The goal is knowing God, and knowing God will give us whatever answers we need for the challenges of each day in our path of life. Every season of our lives is dependent upon finding God in that season. Proverbs 2:10 through 17. When wisdom enters your heart, and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you, understanding will keep you, to deliver you from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil and delight in the perversity of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and who are devious in their paths, to deliver you from the immoral woman, from the seductress who flatters with her words, who forsakes the companion of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. The immoral woman is not an individual person. She's a way of life. The seductress is not some person that leads us astray. She is a temptation to the perceived needs of our hearts and minds. She is the way of distraction that can never satisfy. She's a deceiving spirit that seeks to draw us away from knowing the love of God. The true lover of our souls is God. He is the one who will lead us in the path of life, and this is the day to find Him in the center of all that we are and do. By this, and only by this, can we find the path of life. When we make the needs of our life the goal of our life, we fall into a trap of missing the treasures that we have never seen, heard of, or thought of before. An experience with God will give us the grace of knowing Him in a way that invites us into a partnership with Him for His way and will in our lives. Jesus is knocking on the door of our hearts that we might know a partnership with God as our Father, our Lord, our Savior, our Helper, and our Friend. When we know the awe of His presence, we become impassioned with a zeal for His house. We become impassioned to live to be a dwelling place of God by His Spirit in our world. It is not merely about going to heaven when we die. It is about becoming a heavenly place of God's purpose and will while we live. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.